And welcome to ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been rearranged, reorchestrated, and remade. And I'm your host, Martyrus. The opening track for this week's episode, number 116, is Toripo from the game series Blue Dragon, originally composed by Nobuo Uematsu. And for those who have played the game will know that this track plays whenever the players meet Toripo. And if you know, then you do know. But for those who don't know, Toripo bears a striking resemblance to Toribot, a character from the manga Dr. Slump. And the creator of Dr. Slump is none other than Akira Toriyama. Akira Toriyama is a Japanese manga artist and art designer who is famously known for the Dragon Ball manga series. He was first recognized worldwide with the manga we just mentioned, Dr. Slump, which earned him Best Shonen Manga from the Shokugeki Manga Award in 1981. In addition to manga, Toriyama also designed for several video games. This includes the Dragon Quest series and Chrono Trigger. Outside of manga and video games, he also created characters and mascots for Shueisha and made illustrations for album and book covers and logos. Sadly, Akira Toriyama had passed away on March 1st of this year at the age of 68. According to an announcement from Bird Studios a week later, he'd passed away from acute subdural hematoma. The world all over mourned him and honored him greatly. Proof that Akira Toriyama had touched and affected everyone of all ages and all generations. I'll be paying a personal tribute to Akira Toriyama, playing tracks from some of the games that he designed, along with their covers and remixes. Let's begin with our first original track from the game Famicom Jump 2, Saikyo no Shinchinin, developed by Chunsoft and published by Bandai for the Nintendo Family Computer, or Famicom. This is Burning Spirit, composed by Satoshi Kadokira. Famicom Jump 2, Saikyo no Shinchinin, composed by Satoshi Kadokira. Famicom Jump 2, a role-playing game, is a sequel to Famicom Jump, Hiruro Tsuden. You'll play through the storylines of seven characters that come from the Japanese publication Weekly Shonen Jump. They are Son Goku from Dragon Ball, Ryotsu Kenkichi from Kochiro Katsushika Ku Kamira Konmei Hashu Tsujo, Momotaro Tsurugi from Sakige Otokojuku, Jotaro Kujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which replaces Joseph Joestar, Tarchan from Jungle King Tarchan, Taroruto from Magical Taroruto, and Maida Tyson from Rokudenashi Blues. Akira Toriyama designed the character Dark Raid, one of the bosses in the Death Tower. Reading here straight from one of the Game Facts guides, this water-dwelling monster sits at the top of the battlefield and can either paralyze or freeze your party members. It can be very annoying if those moves are successful, but luckily your special abilities can really be effective against this boss. Regular attacks are good as well, but I find the specials to be the strongest. Being that this is a game released exclusively in Japan, I have two rare options to play this game. One, find a Famicom and the game cartridge itself, or two, find an emulator and the ROM. And while I consider those two options, let's listen to our first inspired track. This is Famicom Jump 2 Burning Spirit Digital Rock Arrange, arranged by ClearGuard. Famicom Jump 2 Burning Spirit Digital Rock Arrange, arranged by ClearGuard. Well, I hope your ears are okay because mine are still ringing from this arrangement, but that's no complaint because, man, I do like this one. In fact, I think this will make for a great track to listen while working out or doing house chores. Or you could perhaps listen to this at work while you're working on a tight deadline. However, I do like both the original and this arrangement, so I'm going to have to call this a draw. Now about our arranger here, ClearGuard. From what I can find, they are a group from Japan that have an interesting philosophy on music. It's rather hard for me to explain right now, so you'll have to visit their website to see. They work mostly to create 8-bit chiptune music. And according to a quote from the website, "We try to create arrangements that are faithful to the worldview of the original music." Well, I can certainly say from the arrangement we just heard that it checks out. In addition to their personal website, you can find them on YouTube and on the site AudioStock. Be sure to check them out if you enjoyed this arrangement. Well, let's move on to our second original track from the game Chrono Trigger. This is Gonzalez's Song, or Gato's Song, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Gonzalez's Song, or Gato's Song, from the game Chrono Trigger, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Most gamers will know that this particular track plays at the Millennial Fair when you meet up with Gato the robot. It's here that you learn the basics of combat, and going through the combat menu, you'll learn how to use basic attacks as well as special attacks. This also happens to be a great place to grind for XP and raise your levels, if you have the patience for it. Now, Akira Toriyama is credited as the illustrator for this game, designing the characters and settings. For the 1999 PlayStation port, he also created the animated cutscene, along with toy animation. I do fondly remember and recall playing this game with interest and fervor. But I was also impressed by the illustrations found on the box and in the instruction manual. Suffice it to say that I thoroughly enjoyed this game, though unfortunately I never finished it. Well, to be more accurate, I never finished seeing all 10 endings for this game. I think it's time I made up for that. In the meantime, let's listen to our second inspired track. This is a cover/remix of Gato's Song, done with guitar, violin, and lute, covered and remixed by String Player Gamer. We just heard a cover slash remix of Gato's song, done with guitar, violin, and lute. Covered and remixed by String Player Gamer. An impressive cover slash remix of this track, if I may say so. And if there are any ideas of remaking Chrono Trigger, I would personally vouch for this cover slash remix. Now, while I do like the original track, I have to personally say I'm leaning more towards this cover slash remix, and would definitely add this to my personal playlist. Now to talk a bit about our musician, String Player Gamer. His real name is Diwa De Leon, a Filipino professional musician known for his violin. He's also a music producer and content creator on YouTube. I first featured one of his tracks in episode 58 with an orchestral cover slash remix of Green Hill Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog. According to his bio from his personal website, he fell in love with music from The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, which started his journey into video game music. In addition to his covers and remixes, he's also written music and designed audio for several games. This includes Miracle Mia, Epic Battles of History, Project Adder, Heroes Above, Sky Clash, and, Apex Legends. I do wonder if he had any input with the new Legend Conduit. Anyway, in addition to his own website and his YouTube channel, you can find him on Twitch and Kick. And you can hear more of his works on several streaming services such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Bandcamp, and Deezer. Oh, and Tidal. If you enjoyed this particular cover slash remix, then you'll want to support him on Patreon and Ko-fi. I've got one last original track to play in tribute to Akira Toriyama, and that is from the game Tobal No. 1, developed by Dream Factory and published by Square in Japan and Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide for the Sony PlayStation. This is Character Select, composed by Ryuji Sasai. Character Select from the game Tobal No. 1, composed by Ryuji Sasai. Tobal No. 1 is a fighting video game that also features a quest mode. The basic premise of this game is that the planet Tobal contains a large deposit of Molmoran, an ore that is used as an energy source. There's a tournament that's used to determine who has the rights to this ore. As is typical of most fighting games, you'll choose from a list of characters that have basic attacks and special abilities. Oddly enough, the fighting mechanics in this game are also used in the quest mode. Now, this quest mode is simply a dungeon crawl in which you choose one character and use their basic attacks and abilities to deal with any obstacles along the way. If I recall correctly, you only have one chance to explore this dungeon. Once your energy is gone, that's it, and you lose everything which you've collected. Now, in regards to Akira Toriyama, he simply designed all the characters in this game. However, he does appear in the game, so to speak, You see, you need to get to the 30th floor of the dungeon to meet a secret fighter named Toriyama Robo. And once you do manage to beat this fighter, Toriyama Robo becomes unlockable, and you can play through the game as that character. I may have to see about playing this game again and getting to that 30th floor. For now, let's listen to our final inspired track. This is Character Select, One Nation Under a New Groove Mix, remixed by Guido. Thank you. That was Character Select, One Nation Under a New Groove Mix, remixed by Guido, from the album Tobel No. 1, Remixes Electrical Indian. I have to say, this remix certainly took me by surprise. I mean, I'm not sure what I like better, the original or this remix. They certainly have their own flavor of grooviness, though the remix track is twice as long as the original track, and there are a few extra things added in the remix. I suppose if I were playing this game, I would love to have the option to switch between the original track and this remix. And if there were considerations to remake the game, I would definitely vouch for that option. So let's talk a bit about our composer here, Guido. Well, actually, Guido consists of two composers, Hata and Kalta. Well, more precisely, Hiroshi Hata Hata and Hidenobu Kalta Otsuki. Hiroshi Hata is a musician and producer of several soundtracks. This includes Xenogears original soundtrack, the Chrono Trigger official soundtrack, music from the Final Fantasy Chronicles, and the Xenogears original soundtrack revival disc. He was also a performer for the unit Millennial Fair. Nice callback. Hidenobu Otsuki is a musician, producer, and sound engineer. He'd worked during his 20s as a composer, arranger, and producer for video games, and has played in many bands, too many of which for me to list at the moment. You may be able to find more information from his personal website, caltech-music-engine.com. Well, that's a wrap for this tribute to Akira Toriyama. I have to say, it was quite a bit of work trying to find tracks for this particular episode, but I hope you enjoyed listening to them. And my thoughts to everyone out there who's been affected and touched by Toriyama's work. You can all visit my website at re-vgm.com. There you'll find all the episodes with show notes, a track listing, and a YouTube playlist. You'll also find another page called Remix Info, which has a list of all the cover and remix musicians featured. You'll find links to their personal and business websites, their social media platforms, any of their works on such places as Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and their support pages, such as Patreon and Ko-fi. If you enjoyed these musicians, then I strongly and urgently suggest that you visit their pages, follow and subscribe to their channels, add their music to your playlist, donate to their support pages, and buy any of their merch and albums. Another page of interest is Staff News, which has links to news articles related to video game music. Page updates as I find them. If you enjoyed this episode, then I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast. You will find it on many streaming services. Some of the major ones would be Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts until the end of April of this year, iHeart, and Audible. You can also find this podcast on other streaming services such as Podbean, Podcast Index, TuneIn, Deezer, Podchaser, Good Pods, and Pocket Casts. You can also find ReVGM on TerraPlayer, the home of your favorite gaming and music entertainment podcasts, live and on demand. You can find it online through your browser, through TerraPlayer.com. You can also listen through the radio portion of TerraPlayer through Amazon Alexa using the skill named TerraPlayer and through the TerraPlayer app on your Google Android or Apple iOS devices and Amazon Fire tablets. You can follow the podcast and me on Instagram and Twix, Twitter/X, at @re_VGM. You can send a direct message through either of those platforms with a topic to suggest, a track to hear in a show, or to consider a cover or remix artist. Of course, if you yourself are such an artist, then perhaps you'd like to be featured on the show. In addition to our regular episodes, there's also On Stage Now and At the Listening Lounge. Finally, you can join the Discord channel for the podcast. Link will be provided in the show notes. My thanks and appreciation to everyone, new and returning, for listening and subscribing to the podcast, visiting my website, and following me on social media. We are going to close out this episode with one more track from Tobel No. 1 Remixes Electrical Indian, titled Your Name Is, Summer Resort Guitar Mix featuring Hata. again remixed by Guido, Hiroshi Hata, and Hidenobu Otsuki. I am your host, Martyrus, and this is ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been rearranged, reorchestrated, and remade. Do enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and be safe out there.